This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Back to Hevis Company this week. Mr. Keith Urban, how are you?
Fantastic. How you been?
I've been so good. It's so great to see you.
You
We're
too,
here
Katie.
In this incredible studio space.
Yeah.
This has been a project for you since we talked last fall, but you were just saying you bought it a while back.
Yeah, July last year.
Okay, yeah. So tell me about this space.
It was a little bit of a fixer-upper. But I made a lot of records here, including a guitar solo on Somebody Like You and a bunch of things like that. So I've got a lot of history in this place, and can't believe it's now mine.
What Crazy. Made you want to buy it, like, or like have a studio?
I've been looking for a studio for a long time. Wasn't quite expecting something of this caliber, but the timing was right, and I feel like I bought the school I went to. That's what it feels like.
I know, we were just laughing because when they shut the door, it like sealed off. And
yeah.
I think I saw online, and I don't know if this was true because there wasn't like a lot of information about the space, but they were saying the doors were like made like from NASA.
Yeah, they're
or
from
something
NASA,
like
yeah.
that. Uh-huh. Wow. So yeah. heavy duty. Who else has recorded like big?
I think all the Shania
albums,
records were done here.
Wow.
A lot of the Kenny Chesney records, tons of records.
This is Taylor. So fun. So you've done all kinds of stuff. And I remember you saying you learned everything about mold remediation.
Yeah. I know too much about mold remediation.
Well, it looks great.
Thank
it does
you.
Not smell like mold. It's
it does
beautiful.
Not. It's pristine.
I was thinking about you because we've been having like the best weather in Nashville. Finally, the sun has come back out and it feels like everybody has come to life. And your latest single, Straight Line, we've talked about how this song just feels like sunshine. And I
yeah,
feel like
it feels
this
like
is
spring.
Such a great time to have it on the radio.
Oh, that's good.
Talk about how this song started versus how it ended. Like, did you go in with this intention or did it become this as you wrote it?
It was really born of a spark of energy. I wrote it with Greg Wells and Jerry Flowers and Chase McGill. And Greg had a little drum loop going the day we wrote it. And Jerry Flowers, who was writing it with, grabbed my little 12-string, mini 12-string, and just came up with the opening riff. And it sounded exciting right out of the gate. And and the euphoric spirit of the song really told us what the song was about. You know, it was written really from the music outwards, and it just sounded like a song that was a breaking out of the monotony and claiming your life back again.
Where did the title and the idea of Straight Line come from? Like, how did that come into it?
We were riffing on just melody gibberish stuff as the music was playing, and I think it started out as Late Night Lover. You're the late night lover. You know, because you're like, that's the right amount of syllables, but Late Night Lover sounds like a terrible song. And then one of the guys was singing so quietly that when he said Late Night Lover, it sounded like Straight Line Lover. And we're like, oh, Straight Line Lover is interesting. What's that? And then we just got rid of the lover and it became Straight Line.
That's so fun. Yeah. I love that. And then something else that you and I have been talking about, you know, the last few times I saw you in the fall, I know that you've been itching to get back out on tour.
Mm.
And finally, the High and Alive tour starting in May in Orange Beach, Alabama.
Yeah.
I feel like as it gets closer, you just get it. Like the anticipation's got to be so exciting.
I'm super impatient right now. I wish I was touring this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish we were playing Orange Beach tomorrow.
Have you been in rehearsals? What are you excited about right now?
We haven't, but we sort of have, because this production we put together, we built it for this tour, but we had a residency in Vegas looming, which was October last year. So we put together this production in time to do the Vegas residency and use it as a experimental venue with people to figure out how to shape and utilize the set and everything. Yeah,
that's awesome. And then coming out on the road with you, you've got Alana Springsteen, Chase Matthew, and then Carly Scott Robbins. Talk about
Carly Scott Collins.
Sir Collins. I'm so sorry. Yep. Yes.
Chase, I heard about a couple of years ago, and I just loved his voice and his vibe, and the songs are great. He's great live, and I thought my audience would really, really like him a lot. Alana Springsteen sat in with us when we played Summerfest in Milwaukee, and we did a song together, and I just loved her vibe, and her voice is so good.
Yes.
So I asked her if she wanted to tag along. And then Carly Scott Collins was an artist that a friend of mine, Nathan Chapman, was producing. And he called me up and said, I've got this track I'd love you to play a solo on. And went to the studio, heard it, loved her voice, loved the song, got to meet her, and thought she's a great fit as well. So bringing all three of them out.
It's going to be so fun. How often does it happen? Like, I know that you duets, do collabs, but I always, like, there's a bunch of songs that I'll hear, like, oh, that's Keith Urban playing guitar on that. Like, how often does it happen, do you feel like, anymore, that, like, you get to go in and just be, like, the musician on the songs?
I love getting to do it. Yeah, I love getting to play guitar on you know, but I got to, at the same, I mean, I love getting asked, of course, yeah. but it's got to be a song that I feel like I could do something on.
Right. Like, yeah. The one I always forget is it Highway Don't Care?
Yeah.
Like, I remember recently when I talked to Tim and he said that, I was like, I always forget that's Keith. Of course it's Keith playing guitar. That's so awesome. And then when you said you were bringing Chase out, I was excited because I know he's like huge car guy.
Yeah.
You also a huge car guy. So yeah. I'm sure a lot to
I'm probably going to learning more about how to fix him because I don't know how to fix him and he's all about that.
Yes. He can definitely help with that. You are going to be doing like a 2-week stint on this world tour in Australia.
Yeah.
When you get the chance to go home and you've got a little bit of time there, I know you're very busy, obviously traveling with a tour, but is there anything that you get excited to do when you go home or that you're looking forward to?
Usually the beach, but it's going to be late winter, early spring. So it won't, up north, it'll be nice and warm because it's obviously everything is the opposite. So you go up north for the hot weather.
That's like so funny to think. Like,
because we're south of the equator. So yeah, everything's upside down. But yeah, the food, the people, the vibe, it's always good all year round.
Yeah, very fun to come home. Is there something that you would recommend doing for your openers?
Like, depends where we are. Like, if we're in Sydney, they should climb the Sydney Harbour Bridge because that's really fun to do that and get a picture on the very top.
Yeah.
I've got a picture at the front of my studio of me with all my band on the top of the bridge. Yeah, and then further up north, maybe Great Barrier Reef, you know, getting out there on a boat or something. Depends how much time we have.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do.
Yeah, a lot to do.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Speaking of a lot to do, you also have been working on this new TV show with Blake Shelton and Taylor Sheridan called The Road. Talk a little bit about what is the premise of this show? I know it's not coming until later in this fall.
In the fall, yeah.
Yeah.
The premise is an idea that Blake had for a show that picks up where all the other shows let you out, which is a real world situation where you're playing in a club. You're not playing in a TV studio. You're in a club in front of a club audience, not a TV audience. So what they do is they've asked me to come out and basically headline each night in these clubs. And in effect, all the people competing, all the musicians competing, are my opening acts at the club, playing in front of my audience who have come to see me, not the opening acts. And they've got two songs to make an impression and get the vote from the audience, because the audience votes.
Oh, wow.
They get to do a cover song and they get to pick it. They got to live and die by their choice of cover. Some of them pick the most obscure covers and you're like, what are you thinking? Nobody knows this. What? You know, it's weird. And then the next week they'll figure that out and do a way more known cover and kill it. And they get to do an original song, which is always hard to do.
So it's the same people at each stop then?
It started out with 12 and then we eliminate one every night.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't realize that was the hook of it, that it picks up where other shows leave off.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because I was curious, you've obviously done The Voice in Australia, you've been a judge on American Idol, mm-hmm. and I was like, I wonder what, drew you to being a part of this.
The fact that Blake wanted to do it, because I love working with him, and the fact that Taylor was going to be overseeing the look and feel of the show, because mm-hmm. Taylor Sheridan's got such a real, just a gritty, and this thing is shot very documentary style.
Okay.
So I don't think it's going to look like anything that anyone's ever seen before, and this kind of singing competition puts it into a particular category that I think it's visually going to be very different.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what his take on this will be, because everything he touches turns to gold, obviously, but then he does things in a very specific way. And
yeah.
I wouldn't think of Taylor Sheridan as wanting to get involved with a show like this.
Yeah.
So I was like, it must be something that there was a great vision for.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
I think the authenticity of it is what appealed to Taylor. The fact that there isn't any vocal coach backstage helping them figure out how to sing. It's like, you got to figure it out. This is it. I mean, when you walk up on stage, you pick the song, you figured out the arrangement. This is what you chose to wear. This is what you want to do. This is your moment to connect with this audience.
Which is probably the most realistic version of what you actually go through in the years cutting your
teeth
and becoming an artist.
Totally. Yeah. You play, you just make a bad choice and play that song in front of that audience and they could care less. And you're like, oh no. What did I?
So you're not having much interaction with them then as far as guidance and direction.
No.
Oh, wow. This is very fun.
Yeah. As the show's gone on and we're down to sort of 5 or 6, I'm going into sound check in the afternoon and watching and giving some pointers that might help them, but that doesn't mean they take the advice.
Oh, which is crazy to me that Keith Urban would be sitting in on your sound
check. That's part of being an artist, though, too, is just discarding people's input and going, no, I'm going to do this. Because sometimes it works. You know, there's no rules in any of this. There's just the result of what you decided to do. Did it work or didn't it work?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm really excited to see that. I think that's going to be great. Obviously, the tour is going to be phenomenal. Very excited to see that here
Thank
in
you.
Nashville this fall. And loving hearing Straight Line on the radio.
Thank you.
It's
Thank
so good
you
to see
much.
You.
Yeah,
Thanks
you
for
too.
For having us in this beautiful space.
My pleasure. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.